Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. How'd it happen? Growing up a Met and Jet fan and the evilness that has caused us. I'm Ray.
I'm Jay.
And we should have our boy Marty on the line. We'll try to get to him in a minute. But the Mets still stink.
The Jets still stink.
And nothing's changed, really, since last time we talked.
You could open this app in 2018, 2017, and we'd still be saying the same things. It's sad.
Yeah, and Marty, are you here, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, Marty.
Buddy is here.
Marty,
how's your week been? How are you guys doing this week?
Oh, we're doing great, Marty. How you doing, brother?
Doing good, doing good. My sports team, just like yours, are just, you know, just usually terrible.
All right, Marty, the big news of the week. If Steve Kerr takes over, Sandy Alderson will be president. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that's a great move for the Mets. You know, Steve Cohen wants to show MLB that he's not some crazy guy. He wants to be in good faith with them. At the same time, Sandy Alderson has been very integral to the Mets organization in the last decade.
Yeah, no, he's responsible for a lot of the core right now. When you think about it, he drafted Conforto. He's part of Jacob DeGrom coming up, the Noah trade.
Cespedes?
Let's not talk about Cespedes.
Well, yeah. Oh, that's true. But Sandy, Jeff McNeil, he's another Sandy guy.
No, I love the move. I think it's a great idea. You know, you're bringing in an owner who's never done it before. So what you want to do is put a guy in charge who's been there, done it. Just like every successful organization does. Look at the Islanders. Owner hires Lou Lamoriello, comes right in, hires a great coach, and the Islanders take off.
Well, my only issue with bringing Sandy back is I do not want J.P. Ricciardi or Paul DePodesta coming back with them. So if we're going to move on from Brody, which, you know, I'm indifferent to, then now he's got to put the right GM in place.
I think he's really going to put in his own guy, I think. It just doesn't make any sense. You have a new owner and a new president. You really think they're going to clean house a little bit that way. I don't think that they're going to get rid of Luis Rojas. I mean, you know, He's going to stay another year at the very least. But, yeah, I think Brody's on his way out the door.
Oh, Brody's definitely a goner. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he took the job because it was the only job as a GM that was going to be offered to him. But he could very well go back to being an agent like he was. There's nothing for him to lose by taking this job.
All he just gained some experience that way.
I mean, I'll be honest, like, his drafts have done really well. He's got Matthew Allen. He's got the kid, Ginn, Beatty. But every free agent and every trade the guy's made has been a disaster. I mean, Edwin Diaz, yeah, he's pitching well now, but they're out of it. Yeah, sure, Cano's hitting, but we still have 3 more years of that guy. And it's only a matter of time before Jared Kelenic comes up and probably is a regular outfielder for the Mariners.
Yeah. Sorry, Jason.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that, granted that Brody, he had not really much to work with, you know, money-wise and all that, but to me, it seems like he was like a used car salesman with the kind of deals he made, how he tried to spin it and say, oh, yeah, well, we could do this, or we're being creative, blah, 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 blah.
Cleveland he's done is he's brought in his old clients. I mean, why do we need Todd Frazier again? Yeah, I love the fact that this is just like us, but we already have a bunch of guys that could play the corner positions in the infield. And is Robinson Chirinos really going to be the catcher of the future? That thing made no sense. And that bullpen arm from the Orioles stinks. That's right, I said it.
Yeah, it's just been one bad move after the other, besides J.D. Davis. All I know is we better pray they keep the game MLB next year, because no, I don't think anyone's benefited from it more than the Mets have, especially with Dom Smith coming home, getting at bats. He needs to stay around.
Well, that's the issue, because now you can almost say that, I mean, has Dom passed Pete as the future first baseman? He's had a better year and he's a better glove.
Well, if you think about it, Dom was the future first baseman.
Right, right.
Pete passed him.
Right.
So now, I mean, I think the DH is here to stay, so we don't have to worry about it.
Well, no, we have to worry about it because we're Mets fans. And you know they'll probably keep it another year. What do you think, Marty?
I think the DH is definitely going to stay. The changes that they made in 2020, the players are definitely going to vote for that, and for sure. It creates jobs in the National League that were never there before. You really think that they're going to let MLB take that away from them? No. I think that the Mets will be fine as far as the DH is concerned.
Yeah, well, all we can do as Met fans, what we've been doing all of our life, is just hope and pray something goes our way for once.
Yeah, I mean, we have nothing else. Until Steve Cohen signs on that dotted line, I don't know what to
say. He needs 23, I think, votes to get in. He'll get 22.
23.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I heard that there was like maybe one or two guys that may not like this move, according to what John Heyman's report was. But that's just one or two. You never know. And Fred Wilfong is very generally liked among MLB, so I think that it's going to go hopefully the Mets way because Fred Wilfong is generally it's been friendly liked by the whole league, so we hope.
I mean, if there's one thing I know is that the owners like money.
Yeah.
And
exactly, right?
Yeah. I mean,
if we're all making money, what's the problem?
Putting Steve Cohen in charge just means more revenue, which is shared by the MLB, which means more money for everybody. The teams at the Marlins who aren't spending anything, that means more money for them without doing anything. So I don't see why anyone would vote against it.
They would only go against it because we're Met fans and we're supposed to be miserable. Right?
Whoever said more money was bad. And right, you're right.
Yeah, well, I think
Mets fans are just used to being paid.
CIP song. More money, more problems.
More money, more problems.
Yeah, so there you go.
Marty, we want to let's get into football a little bit here.
Let's talk about our awful, worst freaking football team.
All right, the Pigskin. Let's go.
All right, Marty, what's your expectation as a Giant fan come Sunday afternoon?
Well, hold on. Before you even answer that, I want to say you're welcome. Because we softened up all those 49ers for you. But take it away.
All right. Well, the Giants, I'm thinking, just like with any other team in the NFL, after week two being decimated with injuries, and with Saquon being out, I think that the Giants will still eke a win over the Niners. They're given 3.5. I'm taking them for sure. There's no Bosa. There's no Richard Sherman. And even Garofalo's out. I think the Giants will eke out a win.
Oh, a bold pick for Marty.
Yeah.
It also seems to be a very trendy pick, which starts to make me want to lean the other way.
Yeah, I don't. Man, I mean, they're so banged up. Let's be honest here. If the Giants can't win this game, who are they beating? And when?
It's very true. I mean, this is a game. If I'm a Giant fan, I need this game.
If I'm a Giant fan, this is a no-win situation for me. Because, like, if you beat them, you should. And if you lose to them, how bad are you? This is a scary game for the Giants.
Yeah, but you have to win it. You have to win it. Because then
there's no
talk of, well, they're banged up. It's no, you got to win, you move on. If you lose, it's, oh, man, when are we going to win?
Right, yeah, exactly.
You're in Jets territory then. When are we going to win?
You don't want to be in Jet territory.
Oh, no. Well, speaking of the Jets, let's talk about them.
What
do you guys think?
They stink. They have the team out. They want Sam to develop, but he has a different offensive line and set of receivers every week. They have a 37-year-old running back. Their defense is a Swiss cheese. What are the positives? You tell me.
Mekhi Becton is the only positive we have
right now. Yeah, and he might be great, but he's a rookie left tackle that's played two games.
And Quinnen Williams showed the pulse last game.
Yeah,
for the first time.
He's not a corpse anymore.
He's not Dwayne Robinson just yet.
Yeah, like the Barstool video.
Yeah, this is for everyone listening. I mean, if you follow Barstool and KFC, Kevin Clancy, he had a great video about falling. This is all fake, but if he had fallen into a coma in 2018 against the Patriots when they got blown out and then woke up last Sunday. And hearing all the stuff that has happened in 2 years being told to him, it really makes you crazy when you're like, wow, this has only been 2 years. You know, like Quincy Enunwa, what's he like? Oh, his career's over.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Todd Bowles? Awesome.
Thank God.
Who did we get? Adam Gase? Why would we hire Adam Gase?
Yeah. It's funny because he knows. He's a Matt and Jeff fan like us. He has the warts and the all the other ugliness associated with rooting for these two just can't get out of their own way franchises.
I would just personally love for them to cover this week.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not looking for a miracle, but come on, dude. If you can't cover 11.5 points to Philip Rivers.
Yes, Philip Rivers.
Then we have very... Yeah, it's not like Andrew Luck's out there.
Just what scares me is what they did to the Vikings last week.
Yeah.
That terrifies me.
Well, you should be terrified. You're a Jets fan, and there's no hope. We're miserable already. It's not even October, and every game has just been, it's to give up an 80-yard touchdown run on the first game is pretty impressive.
Yeah, on a play that they run all the time, zone outside toss, that's the Niners' full offense. He went untouched for 80 yards, but what kills me is the 3rd and 31. For 55 yards.
That's impressive.
That was, I laughed. You have to laugh so you don't cry.
Yeah. Well, we cry enough.
3rd and 31, and you give up 55 yards.
Amazing.
Oh, that is brutal.
But, Mari, I know you probably got to run, so why don't you drop us with some football picks for the weekend?
All right. So, we got the football here. We got, like I said, I'm taking my Giants to cover 3.5. They're giving 3.5 over the Niners. I'm going with the Bengals, the underdog. They're giving 4.5 over the Eagles, and the Jets. I think they're going to cover +11.5. I mean, come on, even the new backdoor, it's still a cover. And my random pick, the Bucks, the favorite. And they're minus 5.5, minus 5.5. Good talking with you boys.
All right, Marty. We'll see you maybe back in studio next week.
You got it, boys. I will talk to you then.
All right, buddy. You too. That's our man, Marty, checking in from Holiday City.
He's the man. He is the man. He's a fiery little nugget.
he is a nugget, that's for sure.
Just wait. You want to get really fired up calls one night.
And, we are. Our phone lines are blowing up this evening. I think we have, is this the bus? Is Bus on the line? Bus!
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Oh, Bus!
He is checking in.
This is our other newbie for the show. You know, we're trying to recruit more talent whenever we can get. Bus is a big handicapper. He loves the ponies. And you're also a Mets fan. So what are you feeling about the Steve Cohen possible new ownership and anything else that you've observed this pandemic season?
Well, you know, Steve Cohen becoming an owner, he finally cracked a smile as a Mets fan. You know, the Wilpon days are finally coming to an end. But like you boys were saying earlier, it will be 22 votes. That's our luck. We'll never get there. It'll never end.
Spoken like a true hard Mets fan.
Yeah. But I do like bringing in Sandy Alderson. Guy's done a lot for us. He'll be able to take the guys we have, bring in some new guys. The more money, I feel like he's the right guy to lead the team in the early years of a new ownership.
Yeah, so what do you – like we asked Marty earlier, what are your expectations for the Giants Sunday?
You have to win.
Are you okay?
You have to win. Everybody and their mother's out for San Francisco. You got guys bagging groceries last week playing for them now. And if you can't beat, Nick Mullins, God, I don't even know who's running back there because Mostert's out.
McKinnon's
out.
I think they brought back Garrison Hurst.
No, McKinnon. Coleman's out. That's right.
Oh, Coleman, right. Tevin Coleman, right. So McKinnon's back, who's actually – yeah. I mean, the whole defensive line's out, so the Giants' offensive line, maybe they'll be able to run block this week. Yeah, Devontae Freeman won't play, which is a good signing for the Giants, but, you know, he has to go through his 14-day COVID quarantine. But I feel like Deion Lewis, the Giants, no Sterling Shepard, not really a loss. Maybe Evan Engram will catch a pass or two, but I think they just do enough. How many will he drop? I'll say at least three.
At least three. Okay. He's getting a lot of targets, a lot of work.
Well, who else is he going to throw to? We got Slayton and Engram. Golden Tate's a ghost on the field. And
I think Daniel Jones doesn't turn the ball over and Giants win.
Barely? We talking about 17-14 here?
It's going to be ugly. Well, it's going to be ugly.
Has he had a game he hasn't turned it over yet?
Not that I can remember, Ray.
Yeah, I mean, if you're asking
they'll
about
fumble
it,
one. They'll be a fumble.
No,
like I was saying, if ifs were fifths, we'd all be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a theme. It's a New York quarterback theme. Not turn the ball over.
Thinking about your Jets, I can't see them not covering 11.5. It's almost impossible in the NFL. I mean, come on.
That spread's a little out of whack.
Oh, I agree. I think it's way too high.
Yeah,
we're talking about 40-year-old Philip Rivers. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Colts lost to Jacksonville week one.
Right. T.Y. Hilton isn't the same he's been.
But the NFL is crazy, though. Like the Jaguars looked really good the first 2 weeks, but then, like, they get lit up by Patrick last month. So, the NFL is totally – anyone can beat anybody at any given time. But it just seems the Jets can't figure out the forward pass yet, which is an issue.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens when you have Chris Hogan, Preston Berrios, and Post Malone playing receiver.
Yeah, I'd rather have at this point and Post Malone.
Josh Malone, Post Malone.
Playing this week? I think I heard he was questionable.
How? I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
Adam Gay said whoever has a poll, he's alive, he's playing.
I mean,
well,
we should go up and
I guess
try
we should
out.
Go down to the stadium. Yeah, we should go to Indianapolis.
Yeah, let's
run some routes.
I mean, if not a receiver, definitely play linebacker.
Yeah, I can contain
the edge. Old friend, Alec Ogletree, totally whiffing on tackles all last.
Oh, guy just bouncing around New York now.
Yeah,
he is. I don't know what he was doing last week, but he was not playing football.
He was running away. He's his first time ever on a field. Which is sad because he's played in Greg Williams' defense before.
Yeah. It's just a space taker upper.
Yeah, empty space.
That's bad, man. But what else is going on in the world of sports? Basically we got the Heat. I don't even want to talk about them now, but the Nuggets have the Lakers right where they need them. Down 3-1.
Oh, yeah.
This is where the Nuggets turn
this
it around.
This is where they start to play.
Yeah, now they're ready. They're a team that likes to punch in the mouth, and then they come back.
Exactly. Whatever it is, Nuggets 6-0 in elimination games. Bet the house on them tomorrow night.
Yep. Wow. Celtics ended up winning by 13 tonight.
Wow.
They
looked awful in the first half.
Oh, God. They had 5 points in the first quarter. We're like halfway through.
Yeah, big second half.
Did
you have any money on that game, Bus?
Yeah, the Heat were on my parlay. It didn't work out.
Win some, you lose some.
What's up?
I said, you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, you know, you just get out there again and get back on the horse tomorrow.
Yeah.
Nah, I like how you said that, because you said horse. And I know you love the horses. So what's your where's your money going towards tomorrow?
So much action this week. A lot of graded stakes, a lot of good horses running, but the one I like the best, the grade one, awesome again stakes, Santa Anita Park, post time 8 PM tomorrow. 3-year-olds going 1 1/8 miles on the dirt. Easy money here, take maximum security. Low price 3-5, but I'm feeling there's no one else that can catch him in this race. He's the fastest horse. He'll get to the lead, and he'll just blow him away going down the stretch. If you want to make some money doing a parlay, a little exacta play, do maximum security with mid-court. You box it right there, and I think you'll get some money on that one.
I love it.
Is that 8 o'clock? Is that what? Is that Pacific time?
No, all times Eastern, Ray.
Oh, all right, good. What are you looking at football-wise this week?
Oh. For looking at the locals, I think the Eagles, I think the city has turned on Carson Wentz. I just don't see – I think that he's lost the locker room there. I got to take the Bengals plus 4.5. I could see Jalen Hurts playing in the fourth quarter this weekend. I just don't see Carson.
I could see it.
I just don't think he has anybody in that locker room anymore. I think they're just going to have a bad first half coming out because they're going to have so much pressure on them. And I could see, his name's escaping me, but Dougie pulling the trigger and putting Jalen Hurts there in the second half at some point, trying to change the mojo.
Did they trade for Nick Foles again?
No. Nick Foles is gone and buried behind Mitchell Trubisky somehow. like I said, I do think the Giants somehow get it together, so I'd take them on the money line, but it's always nice to get those 3.5 points just in case, they decide to lose it late, giving up one of those late drives when the defense has been on the field too long and they decide to give up a touchdown late. And finally, I will take your Jets and the 11.5 points. It's too much to leave there on the table.
All right. Well, there you go. The man knows horses. And we're going to Now we're gonna keep track of all your horse picks this year to see how good you really are.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can accept
it. I have a little bonus college pick too, just if you want one for tomorrow. Miami minus 11 against Florida State. Florida State sucks. Miami's looking good this year. I think they'll destroy Florida
rivalry,
State.
Though. Ooh. You're not concerned about the rivalry.
Rivalry, schmivalry. Florida State lost to Georgia Tech and scored 13 points.
That's pretty bad.
And Miami beat Louisville by 20 last week, who actually is a competent team. I like Miami at least winning this game by 20 points.
Wow.
There you have it. I love it. I love it.
Bus came firing tonight in his debut. All right, Busty, we'll check in with you next week, brother.
All right, sounds good, boys. Have a good weekend. Good luck on the bets. Let's win some money this week.
All right,
buddy.
There you go. There's the basement bus calling in from Northern Jersey.
All right. That's what I get. Go over our now, locals. We'll start the locals. I hate to do it, but I'm gonna have to. I'm jumping on the bus. I'm taking the Giants, getting the 3.5. No, you gotta. Bengals. I'm taking the Bengals, getting 5. Same thing. Can't trust the Eagles right now. Bengals can't stop the run, but the Eagles' offensive line's banged up.
Yeah.
I like Joe Burrow. Everything I've seen so far.
Yep.
Give me Joey Burrow.
Right.
I'm taking the Jets, getting 11.5. I don't know why. I just have a gut feeling. They have to play at least a few competitive games this year. I feel like this is the one. We usually play Indy pretty tough. And then for my bonus pick of the week, I'm going to take the Green Bay Packers getting 3.5 at New Orleans.
Yeah.
I think Drew Brees is shot. He hasn't played well. The home field is not there this year. Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones have been lighting it up. I'm going to 3.5.
All right. I love the Bengals getting points. Give me the 5. That's easy money. Joe Burrow is going to light up that secondary. If you're in any fantasy, pick up that Cincinnati tight end. He's going to run wild. I'm going to go different. Give me the Niners. Without giving 3.5. I just don't trust Daniel Jones. He's going to turn it over in an inopportune time. And with as little as 49, I still got to go with the Niners. Give me the Colts. Laying 11.5 at home against the Jets. I think this is basically the beginning of the end for the Adam Gase era in New York. This is not competitive, and they're just going to get blown out, unfortunately, for me. And give me the Seahawks. And 5 Cowboys going up to Seattle. Unfortunately, our old friend Jamal Adams is probably going to have a huge game. He'll probably have 3 interception returns for a touchdown, maybe even a strip sack.
Oh, stop it.
And just, you know, going to the dagger in the hearts of us New York Jets.
Dak Prescott is not Jarrett Stidham.
No, he's not, but it doesn't matter. Just lie. So, again, my picks again. Give me the Bengals, +5. The 49ers laying 3.5. The Colts laying 11.5. And the Seahawks, +5.
All right, there you have it. Should be exciting Sunday.
Of football, yeah, absolutely. And thank you to Marty. Thank you to Bus. We'll see you guys next week.